Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Brittany, and thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, to be still, and be aware of God's presence. Now let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, all that He is doing, and all that He will do. A prayer to resist temptation. O Lord God, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in scripture today, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead me and that you would give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. We will be reading Psalm 66. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds! So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Bless our God, O peoples, let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke and sacrifice of rams, and I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this passage, I'm thankful for the example it gives us on how to worship our God. It's broken up into four main sections, each divided by the word Selah, which means to pause. In verses 1 through 4, the author calls the people of God to worship. It's called to sing, to shout with joy, to give God praise because of his power. Then, in verses 5 through 7, the author instructs the people to reflect on and remember what God has done for them, naming exact situations like the parting of the Red Sea. Verses 8 through 15 highlight a slight shift. The author still blesses God for his works, but there is honesty and acknowledgement of hardships, trials, and the testing of their faith. Then the author responds with offering and sacrifices, honoring words that were spoken to God as cries for help and pleas for mercy within trial. And finally, verses 16 through 20 wrap up the psalm with the author declaring God's faithfulness and presence in his own personal story. He says, "Come and hear, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul." As I studied this psalm in preparation to share on it, I followed the pattern of this text as a way to worship God. Journaling is a practice that I do regularly as a way of praying to God and also a means to look back and see what he has done in my heart and in my life over periods of time. So as I looked at this and went through it, I set aside time to praise God and his character, to look back through journal entries and to reflect on his faithfulness through acknowledging hardships and trials and also celebrating breakthroughs and growth. And in doing those things, my heart was brought to a place of worship and thanksgiving before God, eager to share of his faithfulness and goodness. For me, in this season, I've seen God's hand of provision financially through a downturn in the industry that I work in. I have the gift and opportunity to carry another baby right now, and through the last 9 months, I've experienced a deeper knowing of God's presence through a really difficult season. So my encouragement for you today is to find a few minutes to reflect on how God has been active in your story, whether in joy and celebration or trial and hardship. I just encourage you to think on these things and to bring them before God in praise, and then to share them with someone else. God, I do thank you so much for your word that you've given us. Thank you that it is living and active, that it is still relevant to us today, that you still give us your word as an example of how to love you, how to come before you in worship and in praise. God, I pray for anyone listening to this right now. Lord, would you just help make it clear how you have been at work in their story and in their life. God, you promise us that you are always near to us. You promise that you will complete the good work that you have started in each one of us that are your followers. So Lord, we ask today for a few moments to pause and to look back, to see all that you have done, your faithfulness, in joy and in trial, God. And I just pray that it would bring us to a position of praise before you today. Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come.